increased ferritin. This can also be known as hemochromatosis. I want you to just more focus on this blood marker, right? Let's make this a little bit more straightforward, like vitamin D, because you can measure it very simply. It's a very basic test that most every doctor is going to do or know about. And you can look if it's really high, stroke risk increase, inflammation, liver problems. If it's really low, you're going to have energy issues, hemoglobin, red blood cells. Two very valuable things to know. So that's why I want to focus on it. Now, if it does get high though, sort of the medical condition that you looked at is too much iron stored in the liver. Kind of feels like this. Also could be very fatigued because you're so bogged down. You can't detox the blood properly. Brain fog, mood swings, depression, anxiety, weight loss issues. Could go either way a little bit on that. Could be storing fat in the liver. Weakness, joint pain, especially in the fingers. ED, regular periods, or you just stopped or missed altogether. Could be just way too much of this building up in the body. And what it does is ferritin stored and iron is deposited in the liver itself. So ferritin is just storing it up because the body's getting hit with too much of the production. Typically, it's a complete breakdown in oxidation and the amount of uncleanly processed foods and drink that we're putting in. That's what does a lot of it. So this is not producing enough iron and enough ferritin. So what do? We start adding foods in. Now, little bit flipped from what we just looked at. You're actually going to remove vitamin C use if you have hemochromatosis. If it's way too high, you back off of that. Calcium blocks iron absorption. So you might consider calcium-based foods like broccoli to be adding those in. And you don't have to be afraid of dairy in that scenario, unless you're sensitive to it. Now, red meat's gonna add more iron to the system. Alcohol is going to force the liver to bog down more, which is going to store more iron. Fructose is going to do the same thing and produce fatty liver. Processed foods are going to do the same thing and overtoxify the liver. Iron-rich foods and just iron in general. If you're in this scenario, you're going to go the other direction and you want to avoid any iron-based supplement. So you're not taking Dr. Livingood's blood support in that scenario, okay? And iron-rich foods, processed foods, fructose, alcohol, vitamin C, limit red meat. This is what's got to go. But then add in some good healthy fats. Apples and apple cider vinegar can help break down buildups in the body. Broccoli, olive oil, fish, nuts. Turmeric, another good one that helps to alter the absorption of iron. 20 to 80% reduction in helping the liver to clear this out. So it's a good supporter. Coffee is going to help with that absorption. Tea, and then lemon water between meals. This is a big one that I've been a huge component on for a long time. Adding it simply in your morning routine, help your liver out, allow your body to detox. Lemon water helps to break down calcification buildups, help to break down fatty liver buildups, kidney stones, very good for all the filters of the body.